I haven't made it to episode 7, but it's my understanding that music, Sufjan Stevens, Chicago, is involved with the bear. It's something to do with, did it happen at the Metro, Samantha? Is that what it was? Is that where that music was performed?
Well, so, I mean, he has performed at the Metro. So there's a wonderful, wonderful montage that if you ever want to just feel just a deep, deep love for Sufjan Stevens in Chicago, I highly recommend that episode. But yes, he has played at the Metro, and it shows him there, but then also that song plays as they go through just an extraordinary lineup of Chicago's best restaurants.
This is Samantha Nelson. She is a reporter for the Chicago Eater. I love the article that you wrote because a few of us on the show are very obsessed with The Bear. It's the definitive guide to restaurants featured in The Bear. Thank you for that. So have you talked to any of these people? Have they seen a boost in business because of the small cameos that they have on this hit TV show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Loaf Lounge, it was a relative newcomer when season one hit, and you see Marcus, the pastry chef of, well, at the time, the Beef, who then becomes the pastry chef of the Bear, some spoiler alert, I suppose. But he makes this insane-looking chocolate cake, and as with much of the food that's on the show, it was created by a local chef, being a Sarah Miss Bagel. She served as a consultant for the Bear, and you can get it at Loaf Lounge, and that went hugely viral. And so every chef and restaurant that I spoke to was extremely excited to be part of the Bear and to have their presence on the Bear known about.
And so, Samantha, were you, I mean, obviously this is your world, dining and food, but did you watch the show because you needed to do it for what your career entails, or did you come upon it and fall in love with it and just have to binge it like the rest of us?
I missed it when this first season came out. I didn't watch it. I watched an episode of it, and is a common complaint about the show, especially from people who have been involved in the restaurant industry at all. I mean, I found it too stressful. The first episode of the show is just so intense, just so much yelling and things going wrong. And I had to actually just come back once the season two was coming out. And I was like, all right, I need to watch this show. I need to write about this show. So I buckled down and got past the first episode. And then once that happened, I was like, oh, I'm madly in love with this show. So this article you're referring to, I actually wrote originally right before the second season came out, and then updated it because obviously a lot of new restaurants got added for this season.
Right, especially season three. It just seems like there are so many. I love the shots of kitchen staff or people unloading or loading trucks or people you would never see if you dined in a restaurant. I really like those. So Christopher Storer, who is the writer and creator of The Bear, obviously a Chicago guy, but I didn't know he worked at Mr. Beef. I thought he was just friends of the kid who, you know, grew up with his dad owning Mr. Beef.
Yeah, it's both. And he apparently, you know, he said when he was working there to his friend, like, I'm gonna write a show about this place. And his friend was like, all right, sure, whatever, man. And then he did. And so, you know, he was very supportive of that. But he's, you know, just a big, big supporter of the Chicago dining scene. And he's worked with Chicago chefs to make the show as authentic as possible. You know, one of the people he's worked with a good deal is Donnie Mattia of One Off Hospitality, and so he's made a cameo in season two at a VEC, and he's been one of the people who's giving Sid advice on how to open a restaurant, and he just has, you know, provided a lot of input on what works for a restaurant, what kind of goes into this level of hospitality. But he's also, you know, there's cameos from an immense number of chefs and culinary talent, especially in season three. And so he's really made it a point to showcase the city's food scene and make things as authentic as possible through working with working chefs.
One of the restaurants you mentioned in the definitive guide to restaurants featured in The Bear is, you mentioned, a Jewish deli inside the Ohio House Motel. Where? Because when I come in Ohio, there's just that little office there and then all the balconies. There's a deli in there somewhere?
It's brand new, actually. It just opened this year, Schneider Deli. You might miss it. It's super tiny, but they make their own corned beef. They let them make their own pickles. They've got bagels and lox. It's like they've got a few tables, but it's, you know, mostly a carry-out business, but they've got potato pancakes. Check it out.
Wow, okay. Of course, pizza places. We saw Pete Quads make it in there. I don't know about Pizza Lobo.
Oh, yeah. So Pizza Lobo, you know, whereas Pequod's is a classic, iconic Chicago deep dish, it makes a fun cameo when they're bringing deep dish to some tourists who can't get a taste of it before they leave. Pizza Lobo is actually a New York-style slice place, and so you get to see Sydney in season two. She goes on this epic food tour where I swear she eats more than any person could in one day, but that's okay. So she is, they've got a nice takeout window. You can grab just a slice to go, and there's like a cool sign there that she's standing right in front of, and they posted that on their Instagram, and we're very proud of it.
And maybe what I saw, some of the footage I said of behind the scenes stuff, like people in a kitchen, was that, am I referring to what was the oldest bakery in Chinatown at season 3, episode 1?
Yeah, so there's episode that the montage there does a lot of focus on like back of house. So you see, you go to Vienna Beef and see how the sausage is made. You see a bunch of famous you see Lou Mitchell's, which is like a classic oldest diner. And I'm trying to think. And what was the China Pingyuan? The Chinese bakery is the one you're talking about. So again, trying to really go all over the city and show what it has to offer.
So not only that one, Superdog makes a list. The Metro, Alice's Lounge, Loaf Lounge. Is it Trogo Kitchen and Market?
Yes.
And then Longman and Eagle, Gene and Jude's, Pizza Lobo, Pequod's, Beck Chicago, Margie's Candies, Giant, Rozier's. Is it Rozier's Bakery? That's been around.
I believe so.
Johnny's Beef, Jetro, Tortello, Doma Cafe, Kasama, Potash Markets, The Green Door, Mr. Beef. There's just so many. I loved your list because you go in and you explain what episode it aired in and a little about the restaurant. So I encourage people to check it out if they're fans of The Bear. And is it published at ChicagoEater.com?
Yep, Chicago.Eater.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Samantha. I loved the article.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear it.
Hey, and you already finished the whole season 3, right?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have not watched the last episode. I know what's happening, obviously, but haven't watched it yet.
Oh, good. Then you can't spoil anything. The news is next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.